What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, good afternoon. I am back here for a day where there's supposed to be optimism. Pitchers and catchers have reported to Bradenton, then Charrington talking about the state of the Pirates, and the big story is that their largest offseason acquisition, Spencer Horwitz, who they gave up Luis Ortiz and prospects for, is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks because of a chronic wrist injury.
I'm just waiting for news that Brian Reynolds slammed his hand in a car door or something getting out today and broke several fingers, like Caddyshack, Chevy Chase. I mean, come on. Is this Lonnie Chisenhall all over again?
Maybe it's like you with chronic diarrhea that you passed off to me.
I had a lot of diarrhea. That's what you want to know?
Your manager said you were sick.
Yeah, I had a lot of diarrhea.
No.
I had a diarrhea and then... Why? Why is it funny?
Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember what player said it. I remember there being a lot of diarrhea.
That was Chan-ho Park with the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right.
Did you know that, Don? Chan-ho Park got diarrhea?
I think we played the clip before. I remember it.
A lady tweeted me immediately yesterday after I gave you a hard time on the air and said, some of us are eating our lunch.
Hmm. She must be on mountain time. She's complaining
2 o'clock?
About it, 2 o'clock.
That's like a Spanish lunchtime, I think.
So I sent out a tweet about this whole situation and just wanted to find out from Pirates fans where their heads were at going into the start of baseball season. And I gave them three options. Are you apathetic? Are you angry? Or are you optimistic about the team? 11% said optimistic. That means 89% are feeling either apathetic or angry. And as of last check among our listeners, it is split right down the middle. 44.5% say apathy. 44.5% say anger. That's how Pirates fans feel on the day where Paul Skenes officially showed up in Bradenton, the best pitcher in baseball, the best young player in baseball, already going into his first full year, one of the faces of baseball. He plays for your Pittsburgh Pirates, and fans are debating whether or not they feel apathetic or angry about your team, about the team. And this only adds fuel to that fire, this news today, and all of the discussions now about the timing of it. When did they know? How stupid of them? How do they trade for a guy given this medical report that came out? How do we even know that this surgery is going to fix things? All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you pick? If you had to gauge the fan base.
Oh,
how they
gauge
feel.
The fan base?
Yes.
I mean, I answered your question. I clicked angry, which maybe I was giving a little of my own opinion there on my feelings. I think the fan base is angry because Skenes' presence means there shouldn't be Like, if you're apathetic, it's because you just know what you're going to watch and you have no reason to get excited. If you're angry, it means you observe the great pitcher that you have in your midst on a very cheap contract for the time being, and you observe that a team that claims or purports to want to win right now did virtually nothing to surround him with good talent to try to make a run at a division, and I think it should inspire anger. I think it does inspire anger. I think people kind of put their hands, palms to the sky and say, this is all there is. This is what you did. You traded for a guy in Horwitz who most people around baseball think you overpaid to get, but whatever. He's now hurt. Oh, by the way, the position you traded for him to occupy, you might be moving Brian Reynolds to eventually anyway.
Shelton said no today, but
come on. Okay, that's
they
that's
moved O'Neill
February
Cruz
12th.
To center field midseason.
Right. They just at the drop of a hat.
Yep.
And so when this was supposed to be the one move that you couldn't just crush and say, well, the guy's not a good player, you could at least squint and say, even if they overpaid, he might actually help them.
He had the highest on-base percentage among American League rookies last year.
For him to be already hurt when we have seen new acquisitions by the Pirates get hurt and then like never get healthy, you'll forgive me if when they say, what was it, 6 to 8 or 8 to 10 weeks, whatever it ends up.
6 to 8.
You'll forgive me if I will believe that when I see
they think
it.
He'll be back mid-April, and the season starts in late March.
I can't think of the names because I try to memory hole most of these players, but I can recall hearing about players who were supposed to be back this, that, or the other date who just never get there. Didn't you play this game accurately with, was it Ke'Bryan Hayes? Who was it? You said they're saying that his injury is going to keep him out till blank. I bet you he won't be back till after Memorial Day. Who was it?
It was him. I mean, they're going to have to go through. You know, he's going to have to now do his own version of spring training at some point to get himself ratcheted up and geared up for the season. Donnie, what would you pick? Apathy, angry.
Absolutely.
You're on the angry side.
And I'll even go further. We're not going to see this guy play a game for the Pirates until June.
So past Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We'll have the debate about are you having a hot dog or a hamburger at the cookouts, and this guy will still be on the mend.
I asked Chris because the other piece of Pirates news today, which jokingly surrounds one of my favorite Pirates ever who was here for a whole 75 games, they bring Dan Vogel back in as a special assistant to hitting development, or the hitting department, I think it was.
They make up a job for him.
So I pull up what he did in 75 games with the Pirates a couple of seasons ago, and I was in the back and I asked Chris. Going across his numbers, he had 12 home runs with the Pirates, I think 34 runs batted in. His OPS plus was like 117, actually pretty good. And I said, will Spencer Horwitz meet any of these numbers this season with the Buccos? And Chris said no.
I mean, Skeens is like the one example of a guy, I think, bucking what I always just assume is going to happen these days. A guy comes here and performs worse than you otherwise expect him to. Skeens has risen above all of that.
I think that's just because he's too good.
Well, it makes me wonder if Skeens was like on the Dodgers, would he just go 30-0 with an 0-2 ERA and like be the greatest pitcher we've ever seen for 10 straight seasons?
So neither of you guys said apathetic. I think the apathetic crowd just looks at this as like another log on the fire, and they've had so many that they just don't allow for it to affect them one way or the other anymore.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting today. I'm trying to gin up an emotion here for you.
You don't have to gin up anything. If your legitimate emotion
is,
I'm apathetic towards it because it happens all the time.
Well, there is some anger, but the apathy is deep-seated insofar as even with Paul Skeens, I have, and I think I've made this clear just by talking about individual players, I have zero expectation that they will even sniff playoff contention this year. And I am aware.
Really?
Well, hold on, because I know where the really is coming from. I know you're about to do like a Lee Corso not so fast, my friend. I'm aware that it's really hard to be out of playoff contention before like mid-August now in baseball. You have to be a 100-loss team to do that. They weren't out of the playoffs chase seriously until, what, late August last year probably, if I were to go and look, like realistically done.
Well, they lost that series to Arizona is when it started to go south, but yes.
I don't think there's going to be a time this year, 4 months from now, which will be mid-June, where we're sitting here 60-odd games into the season, and the Pirates are something like 35-26 and people are feeling great and going, you know, I wish they had done more, but they're right in the thick of things. I just don't think we're going to see it.
I think we could see 35 and 26 and people will still be pissed because they didn't do enough.
Well, that's a valid emotion because you've spent, what, $15 million on players?
That's why I think if you count McCutcheon, if you don't count McCutcheon, it's down
to 10.
I don't.
You're dealing against yourself there, negotiating against yourself.
If you like me, thought that there was reason for some optimism, even with Shelton coming back and Cherington coming back, because you start with Paul Skeens, then yeah, you feel angry because the potential was there and still is there for them to be a playoff team this year. And they're not grabbing the reins. They're not grabbing the steering wheel. They don't want it. It doesn't seem like they want it.
They say that they do, but I don't. Their actions suggest otherwise.
And like, so my thought on day one of this is they're gonna improve off of last year. They're gonna do better than 76 wins. They're gonna probably finish right around 500 or better. And the Pirates will try to spin this year like the Steelers spun their season. And they'll win just enough games where they'll bring everybody back. And they'll try to sell people on hope for next year. I don't see this as a. I don't see them as like a 70 and 92 team. I see them as a very mediocre and average team, and that's just going to infuriate fans even more because they're not going to look at that as progress. They're going to look at that like, what the hell were you guys doing in November, December, January, February, March? Now, Dejan came out today, I guess, and said he thinks their big move is still out there, that he landed in Bradenton, and he was reassured by the organization that there's still a giant shoe to drop.
Okay, let's look at list. Who the hell
buys that?
Who's the best free agent unsigned? Bregman right now?
Verdugo, as far as maybe their needs go.
No, but like the best player out there
Bregman's
unsigned
is Bregman.
Bregman's
the best one. Yeah, he'll end up in Chicago with the Cubs. He'll go to an enemy. He won't go to you. We know that.
So what is Dejan being, like, I guess when he's assured that
trade?
A big move's out there, okay, is it going to be a trade where they're giving up way too much to get something?
I don't know. It's just he put that out there.
I don't even think if they had a big trade that they made, unless it was their prospects going elsewhere for an established player, and even then, like, people are scarred from the Archer deal. I know it was a different regime. I don't think people want to see a big move that's a trade. I think people want to see a big move that's, we signed a player for a deal for 3 years for $60 million.
Yeah, they want to see nothing leave the organization but money.
Here is 20 million.
Not prospects, not young players.
Here's $20 million annually for a $20 million player
who's
going to come in and be good.
No robbing Peter to pay Paul. Just make your team better, period. Yes, I agree.
My God, too. Like, think about the other like little thing. We always hear about how you need to have an elite defensive player in left field at PNC Park. I'm now finding out Tommy Pham, 37 years old, is going to be their primary left fielder, it looks like. Tommy Pham!
No, that can't be.
That's the story that's... Noah Hyles is tweeting it. Shelton
because Reynolds
saying,
is going to play right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Pham might have arthritis by now. That's just kind of normal if you're in your late 30s. Even if you're an athlete, he might be compromised here. What are
so,
we doing is always the question.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is the Granddaddy by Dough Daddy Brewing, benefiting Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Supposed to be a happy day, a fun day, an uplifting day. Pitchers and catchers reporting some of the best words in the sports lexicon. But it doesn't always feel that way when you're a Pirates fan, and it especially doesn't feel that way when your team has a very quiet offseason, makes very few moves, and then you find out that the biggest move is hurt, and the Pirates had an inkling that this was going to possibly be an issue with him. They knew that there were chronic wrist symptoms.
In Ben Charrington. In his clip, does he imply, though, that the new injury that required surgery is not somehow related to the chronic issues? Because to me, that was a distinction that wasn't clear. He said it was something new, but was it something as in a different part of his wrist that was previously totally unbothered and is totally unconnected to this?
I didn't get that impression, because then I don't think they would have brought up the chronic part.
Right.
It got worse.
So something you already knew about
got worse.
Did get worse. And therefore, you bought what you knew to be at least... It's like buying a car where you buy it used, and they tell you, hey, things should work. This should be good for 50,000 miles, but it might not be.
Let me give you the team defense on this. Just to be... We have Judge Donnie later, so counselor here is going to just let you know what the team defense is for this. Do you think the Guardians are a smart team?
Yes.
They traded for him. They looked at the physical and said, fine, we'll take him.
How do you know they didn't trade for him just immediately intending to flip him again?
That's not the impression I got, but you might be right.
I mean, you say that's the team defense. It's pretty easy to poke a hole in it.
All I'm saying is two teams signed off on his physical in a very short window of time, Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Okay, but if the Guardians are a very smart team, it could stand to reason that they signed off on it feeling like, yeah, it's good
just
enough
to
for it
the
to sign
off.
Pony, do you think that that kind of like... behavior is completely beyond the pale in sports? I don't
know, but if you did, though, I guess maybe they feel like it's fine to burn a bridge with the Pirates, but why would the Pirates ever trade with the Guardians again then?
If I'm the Guardians, I don't think I'm too worried about will the Pirates trade with me.
Our 15th anniversary party is coming up. We want you to join us there at the Rivers on February 26th. It is free. You will need a ticket, though, to get in. Stop by the Sportsbook at the Rivers from 4 to 6 tomorrow. We've got two tickets to give away. Broadcasting live, the Sportsbook will be rocking from 2 to 6 with us. If you miss us Thursday, Friday night, TJ the DJ will be there starting at 7 at the Sportsbook. You can grab tickets for him. TJ puts together a lot of the music that you hear.
I also can guarantee that in the 15th anniversary party, I'm going to tell, like, we laugh about explosive diarrhea on this show. It's really been a through line for 15 years of me working at this station. So I will tell more tales out of school about that.
We have, I think, confirmed another former host is going to be there for the event. I can't say who, but I was just getting word from Craig today that another blast from the past will be in attendance for this event.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a WWE Legends thing, Donnie.
Surprise entrance into the Royal Rumble, things of that nature.
They got Brutus the Barber Beefcake walking out there, getting thrown right over the top. Is he dead?
No, that was just a guy that rode coattails of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God, did he ride Hogan's
coattails.
Supposed
to be a big baseball day because pitchers and catchers have reported.
And you're a total baseball, like, old soul. Buy me some peanuts
and Cracker Jack. Oh, yeah.
Who's saying that clip? Not this one. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Who was that one? Wasn't that like Matt Nagy?
I think it was.
Who sang that song that we played coming back there? Just play ball? God, is this... I just wanna play whatever the end. Whoever is winning, it's all the same. Play ball.
I just wanna say... I can see Zane Grilly stripping naked to this and making love to his wife.
Man, what are you doing? Well, it's a Sunday. Stop it. Stop it, dude. Why are you doing this? That just strikes me as the title song to a movie about baseball that's also about promoting, like, healthy, you know, values and whatnot. I just want to play ball.
Let's get some reaction from Pirates fans. Here is Bobby on the air. Hello, Bobby.
First of all, I called last week. I congratulated Andrew, Chris. Congratulations on being the number one show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You guys are great together.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm going to give you guys any two of the three names that we didn't even attempt to sign.
Okay.
Bregman, Alonso, Verdugo. Give two of them with Paul Skeen, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller. Give your pitching staff a chance.
I think you still might get the last one. I think it's not out of the question. I would still, if I were a betting man, bet against it. I think if Deion is hinting at another move, that would be their big one, but it's probably another one-year rental on a guy where it's $7, $8 million, and Verdugo only takes the deal because he's thinking to himself, let me swing at that Clemente wall for about 70 to 80 games and then hope I get traded to a team that can compete for a World Series. That would be my guess as to why he might do it. Kind of like when Jose Quintana thought to himself, let me pitch in PNC Park as a lefty.
I'll actually gas up my numbers. I'll be in good shape, and I'll be trade bait.
Yep. Here's Jay next. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
What do you got?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated with the Pirates for years. I just feel like we never really try to win. I haven't got to see – never get to see a World Series appearance. I'm born in 1980.
Jay, so how about a playoff series win? They haven't won a playoff series since 79.
Is your emotion more – you're sitting you're frustrated. Does that mean you're more angry or are you more apathetic right now?
I just gave up on them. I honestly did. You know, even if they do good, you know,
even
it might
with
be
Paul
sort of
Skeens
all-star
in town, even big Paul Skeens, and you got no hope for him. Yikes.
No, and that's the saddest part because that's a blessing.
Should be.
Well, it's the ultimate. I mean, that's why I actually have mustered up some anger. They've been given baseball's, he called it a blessing, baseball's ultimate blessing, a young, outrageously good starting pitcher. It's not like I hope this guy, Paul Skeens, can make a leap and become one of the league's 15 best starters. It's, I hope Paul Skeens can make a leap and have one of the greatest seasons by a pitcher in history. That's how good he is.
Not sensing any of this for that guy. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I'll be doing that this year.
Well, how do you feel? I mean, right this second about...
I told you angry because there should have been optimism, and they squandered it.
And yet you feel like The funny part is, like, I think that magnifies the anger, the fact that you still feel like they'll probably win around 80 to 82 games.
Right. And if they had made the right moves, they could have goosed that number to 87, 88, and that probably would have put you in the playoffs.
I think this is a problem.
Paul's next. Sorry, Chris. Hello, Paul.
Mm. Hello. How you doing today?
Oh, hi, Paul.
I got a different take for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hitting would make a big difference for the Pirates.
Well, I mean, yes, you're right, Paul.
What's the difference?
Hitting
take?
Home runs. Thank you.
Okay. Let me tell you a quick story. About 3 years ago, there was a local team here that their record was 6-7. And I went and worked with them and taught them Ernie Banks' hitting secret. They won the last 9 games of the series. Everybody raised their batting average 20 points.
So you're hoping the Pirates are hearing this call and hope and you'll be on your way to Bradenton in the next few days to assist these guys?
Well, I thought maybe one of you guys with an inside could work on my behalf.
Pony has a lot of inside connections with the Pirates, and I think he'd be happy to do that.
So you want to pass along some tips, and then you want me to send them to the Pirates, Paul?
No. I just want an opportunity to talk to them, show them what this exercise is.
What would be the first thing you showed them?
It's a hand-eye coordination exercise.
Well, what is it? What do you do?
Well, if you want to look up Ernie Banks, I don't want to give this away on the air, sir.
Oh, because
you want to look up Ernie Banks,
you don't want to give it away for free. Would you do the job for the Pirates for $10,000?
Oh, no. A lot more than that. Based on results. No results,
and,
no
and,
pay.
And can you, just so we have this right, what was the local team you worked with that you got results with this year?
Last year.
Conemaugh Township.
That's Johnstown area.
Okay.
Yes.
And they went on to win the championship there, sir?
No, they won their last 9 games in the first round of the state playoffs the next year.
And you think this makes you qualify? And you think
they went 23-1 the next year?
And you think this qualifies you to work with big league players?
It worked for Ernie Banks. Don't you think it will work for any big league player?
There you go. That man said, let's play too.
He doesn't want to give it away for free, but then he said, go look up Ernie Banks' hitting secrets, which implies to me that I would find out what they are.
The Pirates should just buy Ernie Banks' books. Screw the middleman and Paul.
You know I love Ernie Banks.
He's your kindred spirit.
Oh, yeah. He and I are birds of a feather.
You know what I think Paul's going to be doing this summer?
Ernie Banks.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jack.
Oh, yeah. He definitely said penis there. And he had the balls to do it in front of, like, a packed Wrigley Field. You know what I mean?
He thinks about House of Sport and those kinds of associated places, Pony. Right?
What are we talking about here?
You know. Something.
I like the big dicks. Have you guys been to one?
Yeah.
Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Julian Gray Associates. SaveYourSettlement.com, injury settlement planning attorneys. It is official. Sidney Crosby will be in the Team Canada lineup tonight when the Four Nations tournament gets underway in Montreal versus Sweden, Team USA, and Finland tomorrow night, coached by Mike Sullivan. TK, I'll let you respond to the conspiracy theory that the Penguins and Sidney Crosby decided that it would be in his best interest to rest his injury over the weekend to allow him to play in this tournament. If this tournament were not coming up, maybe he would have played versus Philly in New York, but they wanted to make sure he was close to 100% for Team Canada. What's your reaction to that?
One, that's just respect. You know, he might be the only guy, if that really did go down, that can do that, right? Just because of what he's done for the team. You know, when you have 3 Stanley Cups and you're the captain, you can do stuff like that. I'm not sure if it's true, you know, but I always think if Sid could have played, he would have played. He just loves hockey. He loves the Penguins. So I'm not sure how much depth I'd go or thought I'd go into that. But again, if he can play, he would probably play.
This is a new international competition. I've seen varying sort of opinions, TK, on how serious it is. A lot of people think It's just kind of a throwaway, but when you
some guys don't think there's going to be any hitting in this.
When you get international competition, though, how do you think Sid feels about this?
In terms of
the seriousness with which he'll take it.
It's whenever you put your country's jersey on, like, you're going to take it a lot more serious, you know. And like, I know Canadians, I know Americans, I know, like, all those countries, they're coming to show that they have the best players in the world. I know Russia's not in it, and obviously it doesn't hold as much weight, but those other four countries, like, they're all hockey powerhouses for producing players. So it's going to be great hockey. Whenever you get those guys on the same team and how they gel and all that, like, it's going to be exciting hockey. I can't wait for tonight.
How about
I can't
him?
Wait to see
Tyler
David and Crosby together.
Well, they're saying that he's going to play with MacKinnon on his left wing. What are your thoughts on him playing a wing position instead of center?
You know, I think he can play anything. Like, you know, especially with the way he picks up backhands and how good he is near the wall. I think he'd be a great winger. And then, you know, you would think they would have some chemistry, right, from training the last 25 years together in the summers, competing against each other. Like, I would think those two would have some really good chemistry. And, you know, those backdoor plays, those no-look plays, I would expect a lot of that from those two players. And obviously the way Sid dishes, the way MacKinnon can wheel, it's going to be fun hockey. It's going to be exciting, high-level hockey.
TK, what part of Sid's game, even at this age, when it's best on best for all four of these countries, against great competition and with great teammates, what do you think is the part of his game that's going to show out the best and still be world-class, even among world-class players?
Just his hockey IQ. You know, the way he can think, even the best player, I still think he thinks one step in front of those guys. You know, I still think he sees plays before they're happening, and with guys that know what he's thinking or have an idea where he's going to put the puck or what he wants them to do with it, that's going to make him just that much better. That being able to read the play before it happens with those kind of players, like, again, this is going to be real fun hockey to watch.
Thoughts on Erik Karlsson on Team Sweden? Better chance he is a star in this tournament, or like he's done for the Penguins multiple times, blows this thing up because he tries to do too much?
No, like, again, I thought he's played a lot better as of late. I think he's really kind of come into his own. You know what to expect. Like, at the end of the day, he's going to put up points for you. He's not going to be that big, rough defenseman in front of the net for you. But for this kind of tournament with, I wouldn't think, as much hitting, I think he's going to do really well. I think they're going to, you know, most teams are probably going to let him wheel and deal, and you can't let a guy like that, because he's got the wheels, he's got the skates, he's got the hands to make you pay. So I would think these kind of tournaments would make him look better.
TK, I'm of the opinion that when you get these international competitions together, everyone focuses on the U.S. and Canada, and if Russia was playing, everyone would focus on them. But I always think the Swedes are just flying real low under the radar. I always keep keep my eye on Sweden in these competitions,
TK. My
God,
TK. Why don't you just move there or bet your house on them? You like them so much. It's very weird.
You know what? The one thing about these kind of international things, it's not who has the most talent. It's who can gel the quickest and become a team the fastest. And one thing the Swedes have always been really good at is playing as a team and playing off each other. And that's what makes them so dangerous. And again, they've got some unbelievable players. And when you think of a team, they're right up there with Canada and U.S. for team bonding, you know, and team chemistry. So you can't take them lightly. And
that being said, there's no way on God's green earth you're picking them to win this tournament, correct?
He's picking Canada.
No, he's not. He's picking the U.S. team, I heard. Is that true?
So, listen, if I had, like, an endless amount of money and I was a betting guy and I love, like, to bet, I would put some money down on them just to see if I can triple my money, just because they're that dark horse.
Sweden.
You never know. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Chris.
Maybe Pony, you should put a sock in it there with your questions to me about Sweden, Pony.
All right, so bottom line for you is who wins?
This is such a hard question. Like, I would think it would be Canada with McDavid, with Sid, with McKinnon, those guys, I just think they're such high-level players. But in the back of my head, when I see how teams are built, the U.S. is they have three or four legit lines with roles. You know, their top two lines are goal scorers. Their third line's a great checking, and their fourth are grinders that can, you know, that are goal scorers but know how to play that grinding game. So I think it's going to be between Canada and U.S. And
who are you picking?
I think it's going to be an OT. Imagine if Sid scored.
Okay, so who are you picking?
He's pressing you, Tyler.
Come on, Tyler.
You're not getting off the show easily here.
I'm going to say Canada.
I thought so. Thank you, Tyler. We'll talk next week. We'll break it down then. Tyler Kennedy.
Well, you got to tell me who you're going for.
Oh, Pony's going Team USA all the way.
No, I think they made horrible decisions on some of the guys on the roster. I'm picking Canada, too.
I'm picking Sweden.
Well, news, another dark horse, Finland.
Well, there's only four.
Let's not rule out the Czechs the next time they get in this thing.
The Scandinavian countries, you cannot. They're just, the team building is great, Tyler, like you said.
Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, see you, boys.
See ya.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.